When American farmers are unable to find the labor they need, the federal H-2A visa program allows them to temporarily bring in workers from foreign countries. As Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports, the visas are costly for farmers and the application process is time-consuming, yet the number of visas granted continues to climb each year.
For 100 years and five generations, Bruce Talbot's family has grown fruit on the western slope of the Colorado Rockies.
This is all peaches, and peaches have become our main thing.
Here in this high desert climate, farmers are known for the fuzzy fruit. It used to be that thousands of migrant workers came to this region each year for the peach harvest. But starting in the early 2000s, Talbot says the labor pool dried up. He's diversified his crop from just peaches to grapes, cherries, and pears, because they all ripen at different times of the year.
There's not a labor pool that would allow us to pick that volume of fruit all at once.
But farmers, especially if they grow fruit and vegetable crops that have to be picked by hand, say they're not able to find labor locally anymore. So they're turning to the H-2A visa, so much so that a record number was granted in 2018, more than 240,000. That's a 21% increase from about a year ago. It's not a cheap program, and because of that,
it makes perfect economic sense to bring in workers for longer periods of time, just because of that upfront fixed cost.
Fritz Roca is with the Department of Ag Business at Florida Gulf Coast University. He says farmers are learning to adapt to the cost and becoming increasingly dependent on the program. Harvest Public Media analyzed data from the Department of Labor and found fruit farmers and ranchers in states like Colorado, Illinois, and Missouri bring in H-2A workers early, around February. They keep them for up to 6 months to prune, plant, harvest, and package. Roca says that's happening with Florida's citrus growers, too.
What people have been doing, the employers have been doing, is they bring in H-2A workers to harvest citrus, and they transition into these other crops, thereby extending their season.
Research from the University of California, Davis, suggests Mexican workers who have traditionally had these jobs are now able to find work in Mexico, thanks to an improved economy. And experts believe U.S. citizens are reluctant to take these jobs because they're seasonal and physically demanding. This year, Talbot contracted 42 H-2A workers. Like everyone, he's required to pay for the workers' travel, housing, and above minimum wage. He calls it a desperation program. Only 9% of the ag workforce is H-2A.
Expensive, cumbersome, slow to respond. We will start in a couple of weeks preparing for H-2A for next year, starting the advertising, the things that we're required to do.
Talbot says each worker has a fixed cost of about $1,000. He's learned that if he brings in workers at the beginning of the year and then keeps them working until late fall, he can still make a profit without having to raise costs for consumers.
We have planted crops that allow us to harvest over a long period of time, and a lot of what we are planting now is to fill in our slow periods.
The technology for fully mechanizing the harvest of hand-picked fruits like peaches is still a few years off. In the meantime, Roca says if farmers want a reliable source of labor,
you have one option, that's the H-2A program. There just aren't options for domestic workers, especially legal domestic workers.
The extra work is ideal for the visa holders, too, because it's more money.
Pues es suerte que me tocó y me contrataron.
At age 66, Marcelo Hernandez Ramirez has worked for seven seasons on the Talbot farm, where in 1 hour he earns more than twice Mexico's daily minimum wage of just $5. He says men in his hometown often ask how they too can get this visa. As he talks, he cuts bunches of dark purple grapes from their vines. Like the other H-2A workers here, Hernandez Ramirez is from Mexico. Each year, he spends 9 months working on Talbot's farm, and then returns home for 3 months where he works in crops of wheat, corn, and beans.
Allá siembran trigo, maíz.
Congress has said it's planning to modernize the H-2A program and make it easier to use. But currently, there's no limit on the number of H-2A visas permitted each year. So as long as farmers like Talbot need help, the workers will come. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.